Chapter 3.
I got in my busted-up old Volkswagen Bug, the mighty Blue Beetle, and headed for the cache of medical supplies. The problem with hunting down the traitor in the White Council was simple. Because of the specific information leaks that had occurred, there were a limited number of people who could have possessed the information. The suspect pool was damned small. Just about everyone in it was a member of the Senior Council, and everyone there was beyond reproach. The second someone threw an accusation at one of them, things were going to get busy, and fast. If an innocent was fingered, they would react the same way Morgan had, knowing full well that the justice of the council was blind, especially to annoying things like facts. They would have little choice but to resist. One punky young wizard like me bucking the system was one thing, but when one of the heavyweights on the senior council did it, there would be a world of difference. The senior council members all had extensive contacts in the council. They all had centuries of experience and skill to back up enormous amounts of raw strength. If one of them put up a fight, it would mean more than resisting arrest. It would mean internal strife like the White Council had never seen. It would mean civil war. And under the circumstances, I couldn't imagine anything more disastrous for the White Council. The balance of power between the supernatural nations was a precarious thing, and we had barely managed to hang on throughout the war with the vampire courts. Both sides were getting their wind back now, but the vampires could replace their losses far more quickly than we could. If the council dissolved into infighting now, it would trigger a feeding frenzy amongst our foes. Morgan had been right to run. I knew the Merlin well enough to know that he wouldn't blink twice before sacrificing an innocent man if it meant holding the council together, much less someone who might actually be guilty. Meanwhile, the real traitor would be clapping his hands in glee. One of the senior council was already down, and if the council as a whole didn't implode in the next few days, it would become that much rifer with paranoia and distrust following the execution of the most capable and highly accomplished combat commander in the Wardens. All the traitor would need to do was rinse and repeat, with minor variations, and sooner or later, something would crack. I would only get one shot at this. I had to find the guilty party, and I had to be right, and irrefutable, the very first time. Colonel Mustard in the den with the lead pipe. Now all I needed was a clue. No pressure, Harry.